Welcome, everybody. Shir number 838, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting thing I just want to talk about a minute. It's not so much the halacha l'maisa part, but we spoke about, it's in our siman, again, in our siman Reish Ches. We're going through various ins and outs, skipping around a little bit here and there, but we're trying to cover various different parts of siman Reish Ches, which is extremely important in regards to brachas to make on various different foods and the way that they're made. So the question of corn flour, let's say almond flour or corn flour. So the question is, why is it really a shahakal? If you take corn flour, a person eats regular corn, right? So we know, say, hu adama. So why, when you make it into flour, it sort of like goes down a step? For example, let's say by rice flour, right? By regular rice, regular rice we know is a mazonos. Cooked rice, not the grains, but let's say regular cooked rice. And if it's a grain, if it's a whole grain, it will be hu adama, right? But once it's cooked, it's going to be a mizonos. And even rice flour, when it's made into something, also is going to be a mizonos. Let's say if somebody has a, you have dough or bread made out of rice flour, right? So then we say it's a mizonos. Just to read, these things are so important to Chazer over again, again and again. But in Siv Zayin, our Siman Reish Ches Siv Zayin, Akoyseis Perish Oichel Esu Oireis Mevarich Allah Bar Priyu Adama. Somebody eats whatever you chew on rice, eat rice, a regular grain is Bar Priyu Adama Vachaga, and then you make a Bar Nefashis. Okay, Vim Bishlei, if it's cooked, Ad Shenesmaich, it became cooked and it became regular cooked rice. Ad Shenesmaich, okay, that's already a little bit. We'll leave it for now up in the air, but in general, it's regular cooked rice. So here's the point, or it's ground up and it's made into bread. Somebody uses rice flour, makes it into bread. And Baruch Halav, Boire Minim Mazonis is still going to make a Boire Minim Mazonis. V'achrav, and afterwards a Boire Nefashos. Okay. Now, interesting enough, in the next sif, which is Ches, talks about Alpas Doichen, Shalshar Mine Kitnius Mevarech Shehakel. Now, that's ground up. Let's say corn, you have corn flour, or these type of things that are millet. Okay, I don't know how much millet is used, but let's say regular corn flour. You have corn, if you eat the corn, it's Adama. Corn flour is going to be a Shehakel, right? So these, the various different other types of grains, not one of the five grains when we're dealing with, obviously you're dealing with oats, spelt, wheat, rye, and barley, right? So that one is ground up, made into a bread. Of course, it's hamoitzi and regular birchas hamazon. If it's made into a snack type food or a dish or something like that, when it's ground up, mizonos. And by rice, we just discussed. But now by these, but all the other various different grains, when they ground up, right? So what is that? In other words, what's the difference? Why is this shahakal whereby, okay, I understand the five grains. We said they're chashev and so on. So they're the mihamotzi. But why rice? So rice becomes a mizonos. But what, and all the other grains, we grind them up, becomes a shahakal instead of a huadama. If it's instead of Adama, who if somebody eats it whole, but when you grind it up, becomes a shahakal. The question is why. Now we're talking about plain. Obviously, if it's mixed together with one of the five grains, and that you have, let's say, wheat flour together with corn flour, so that's a whole different subject. And we're not getting into that right now. But let's say regular, I make something out of corn flour, so it becomes a shahakal. The question is why. So he says, just to explain real quickly, interesting to note, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, he says, the af the heim pri adama, really it's a pri adama, right? Even though these are pri adama, they come from the ground, and really have to make a very pri adama on it, right? On this corn, let's say, you take an example. Validei shenase pas ishtani lemal yus, and really when it's made into bread, right? So let's say I have corn bread, and it's only corn. It's not corn with ingredients, but one of the five grains are not mixed in. So I have corn bread. So really, he says it's made into bread, and it's changes for the better, right? Really, it's changes for the better than just eating a plain grain. So why does it become worse? Not worse in a sense, but a lower bracha of shahakal as opposed to a huadama. Mikol Makom, and we want to keep in mind, it's important when we're going to talk about Bezras Hashem, hopefully we'll get to Siman Reish Yud Aleph that talks about which bracha is made first, right? If somebody has a shahakal and a hu adama in front of you, you're supposed to make the supposed to make Kodama first, right? Or if somebody has Ho'etz and Shahakal in front of you and I don't, right, whatever, I have no reason to eat the other one. So preferably one is supposed to eat the Ho'etz first. Why? Because that bracha is more specified. The more specified a bracha, the higher the level is, okay, to an extent, and it takes precedence, let's put it like that. I shouldn't say the higher level, but it takes precedence. Mikol makim, so says the Mishabiru further, Mikol makim kaven the ali day ze yatsimi tyres pre. But since now that it's ground up, it goes out of the status of a being a pre from the ground, like a fruit from the ground, whereby we would make a huadama, right, from the ground. We don't mean pre like a fruit. We're talking about, in other words, the fact that it grew from the ground. It leaves that status because it's ground up. So ein yochel loymar priadama, you can't make a priadama because now it's ground up. It's not, doesn't have a status of something that grew from the ground anymore. It's a new bria, right? It's a new thing, sort of. So we'll say, well, maybe I'll make a hamaitzi. Ground up flour, a grain, make a hamaitzi. No, hamaitzi ein mevorchin, you can't make hamaitzi. Eleva chameshes minim, we only make hamaitzi by the chameshes minim, by the five grains that we spoke about. And to say, to make a adama, you can't either because it's not the grain anymore. It's a new entity of a flour. This corn is now a new entity, and it's corn flour as opposed to plain corn. Okay, so he says, so therefore, v'lachim mevarchin shahakol. So that's the reason why we will make shahakol on these various different grains that are not one of the five grains and is not rice, right? Rice, we spoke about it separately, ground up, you still make a mezonos, when it's made into something, right? Rice, something made into rice, like rice bread or whatever, again, when it's made without being mixed with one of the five grains, plain rice bread. We spoke about last time, sometimes pizza, they make gluten-free pizza, whereby the dough is actually rice flour. So again, that would be a mezonos, right? But at the end, we have to keep in mind, it's a bur nefesh. Somebody ate something made out of rice, let's say like the rice flour, the after brach will be bur nefesh if somebody ate enough, right? And of course, if it's one of the five grains made into flour, then it's either hamotzi or mezonos, and the after brach is either brachas hamazon or achas mein shalashi, right? Or making an al hamechi or whatever the case is. When it comes to the other grains, like for example, our case, we're just giving an example of flour, it could be various different other grains. So then we're going to say, I think for the reasons we discussed, it becomes a shahakol. And the after bracha would be also a bar nefashos, of course, if somebody ate enough under a 4-minute period. And of course, keeping in mind, as long as it's not mixed with one of the five grains. Thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha kol tov.